Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 7, Mishnah 7. This Mishnah speaks about different types of prohibited worship, so we'll see in a minute. The first one is Molech. So the Mishnah says like this, Hanoseh Mizaro LaMolech, someone that gives over their child to Molech. Molech was a type of idol. Enol Chai, they're not liable, they don't get skila, capital punishment, Adshe Yimser LaMolech, until they give their child over to the priest of the Molech, the Yaver Ba'esh, and they bring the child through fire. So Molech was a horrible worship where they would give the child over to the priest, and then the father would take the child and put him through fire, and the child would be burnt. So they would give their child up as a sacrifice, if one could even think of such a thing. That was called Molech. So the Mishnah says, you're not chayv, you're not liable until you give it over to the priest, which was part of it, and then put the child through the fire. Masal Molech, let's say the father gave over to the priest of Yaver Ba'esh, but didn't bring the child through the fire. Let's say the father just brought the child through the fire but didn't give it over to the priest. One is not liable, doesn't get punishment, can have a punishment until they do both components of the worship, which is giving it to the priest, and actually burning the child in the fire. Then the Mishnah continues to the next type, which was called Ov. Says the Mishnah, Baal Ov. What's Baal Ov? Zep Pisom. This is a sorcerer or a witch. Hamidaber Mishechil. They would take a skull of a dead person and put it beneath their arm and their underarm, and it would start speaking and saying, things that would happen in the future. So that's what Zepithom Hamadar Meshechio. There's a person who places, who's a sorcerer that puts this skull underneath his underarm, and it speaks from there. Or Yidoni, that's another type of sorcery. Zehan Medaber Bepiv. This is it's somebody who speaks with his mouth. The Gemara teaches us that they would put some kind of bone inside of their mouth. Some people say it was a bone of an animal, some say it was a bone of a bird, and it would begin to talk and say the futures and all kinds of strange things through Kishav, through black magic. Both Ov and Yidoni are punishable by skila, by stoning. And somebody who comes to ask Ov or Yidoni about the future, comes to ask them advice, they don't get capital punishment, ba'azhar, but they do violate a negative commandment. The Torah says, that a person should not turn towards Ov and Yidon and ask them for their advice. So the person that actually does it, they are liable for death. But one who comes to ask them for their advice or to predict the future, those people violate a negative commandment in the Torah. Wishing you an amazing, successful upcoming day.